In Italy, Sicily to be more precise, police and prosecutors are still basking in the glow from the arrest of the man called the mafia's boss of bosses. Bernardo Provenzano was captured in April after more than 40 years on the run. Law enforcement says it's convinced that Provenzano enjoyed a network of protection that included policemen and politicians. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
An angry crowd, mostly young people, stood outside police headquarters in Palermo when officers escorted Provenzano into the building. They shouted, "Assassin, bastard," and "We are the real Sicily." After years of apathy and fear, this scene raised hopes that civil society is now making itself heard. But Mario Amenta, a young filmmaker who produced a documentary about Provenzano called The Phantom of Corleone and who left Sicily in despair, is convinced there's a long way to go before Cosa Nostra is defeated.
We are all victims of the mafia, not only those who are killed. We cannot have a normal life. In Sicily, a businessman cannot work freely. 75% of companies pay protection. This society is not free.
Provenzano's arrest has raised one key question. How could he have eluded arrest for more than four decades? Speaking to the foreign media in Rome, the national anti-mafia prosecutor Pietro Grasso said Provenzano was shielded by a mafia organization that infiltrates the nerve centers of society's institutions. He described the mafia as a series of concentric circles, first the so-called men of honor, then their families, and then a third circle.
It's made up of professionals and businessmen who gain benefits from this mafia system through the legalization of illegal activities.
For example, money laundering. Provenzano became the mafia's boss of bosses after police arrested Totò Riina in 1993. Riina had waged a brutal war against other mafia families and against the state. During the 80s, about 2,500 people were killed, not only Riina's rivals, but also prosecutors, journalists, and top investigators. Giancarlo Caselli, former anti-mafia prosecutor in Palermo, describes how Provenzano reorganized Cosa Nostra after Riina's arrest, abandoning flashy murders and massacres and consolidating the mafia's control over its territory.
Especially through protection rackets. The main goal was doing business. Provenzano pushed the mafia into the third millennium. It's less bloody, but more insidious. He made the mafia appear to be no longer dangerous.
Police cryptologists are now studying the scramble of numbers Provenzano wrote in the hundreds of notes found in his hideout. Investigators believe they refer to people, including top-ranking politicians. They also believe the mafia no longer delegates its immense business interests to friendly politicians, but has actually placed its own people in the political process. In Sicily, at least nine elected officials are under investigation for mafia association. Investigators have estimated that profits from arms and drug trafficking, prostitution, protection rackets, and control of public work contracts reach about $120 billion a year in Italy. But national anti-mafia prosecutor Pietro Grasso says it's an illusion to believe that the mafia reinvests its profits into local development.
The clans take, they don't give back. They invest mostly abroad or in highly productive areas of northern Italy. The tragedy is that young Sicilians, whom we teach to respect legality, can't find work in Sicily and have to leave. So we lose these young people who should give us the hope that there will be a change in the future.
The south, where the various mafias are strongest, is Italy's least developed region. Foreign and even northern Italian investments are negligible. Unemployment among the young can reach peaks of 40% to 50%, and emigration is on the rise. Former anti-mafia prosecutor Caselli warns there's a dangerous tendency to see the mafia as an exclusively regional problem.
But unfortunately, it's a national problem and not just a criminal problem. It's also a social and economic problem, a problem of democracy.
The winner of Italy's recent elections, center-left leader Romano Prodi, has vowed the war against the mafia will be at the top of his future government's agenda. Defeating the mafia, he said, is essential for Italy's economic development and for its national unity. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.